The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Yes, it is The Piano Matters. Time for The Piano Matters, and you know, I hope you know, we are on the air worldwide. Each week, same time, same station, and we at the station are devoted to the piano, its literature, and its practitioners. I have carefully chosen a banquet of fine pianists to play the known and unknown works of the piano. And if it's unknown, that does not mean the piece is not masterly. On this show, I have Soler, Sinding, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, and Liszt. I have chosen the composers. Now my goal is to use the 8 or 9 selections so they fit within the hour as a kaleidoscope of colors and textures. If I create the time canvas I want, then I'm satisfied. But if I make an error, meaning something doesn't fit in my sense, then I have failed. When it works right, then I have created, in the words of the late Frieda Roth, broadcast art. So let's begin our program with Soler. Who is he? Padre Antonio Soler was possibly a pupil of the great Domenico Scarlatti in Madrid, and he was born in 1729. He was a monk and an organist, and in the path of Domenico Scarlatti, a composer of marvelous binary sonatas, about 150 of them, most worthy of Scarlatti himself. I give you the formidable Odessa-born Maria Grinberg.
Thank you.
program opened, I thought, very well with the late Maria Grinberg in a Soler sonata in F-sharp minor. We are all listening to The Piano Matters, hoping almost everyone in the world that lives in all of the countries. How many are there now? Nearly 200? Well, that's too many. But The Piano Matters, even if it has one citizen listening in each of the .org nations, and that means everywhere, I'll be happy. We'll leave Spain now, Soler's Spain, and go to the bells of Geneva. We hear a luxuriant nocturne, and that's what he called it, the bells of Geneva, a nocturne, Franz Liszt. And a woman by the name of Franz Clidat, C-L-I-D-A-T, a fine French Lisztian, is our player. You just heard The Bells of Geneva by Franz Liszt from his first years of pilgrimage cycle called Switzerland. In the Irish Code of Dueling, and I've read one before, any insult to a lady under a gentleman's care or protection is to be considered as a greater offense than if given to the gentleman personally, and to be regulated accordingly. I thought you'd like to know that fact of duello. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. Once again, I ask you if you have had a good week. No mechanical problems with the automobile, no traffic jams, just hopefully you've read a good book or two. I've just read for the second time Philip Roth's The Dying Animal. It's an incredible little book. In fact, I think every man should read this book. And the second time was even better. Well, what do you know? I'm in a restaurant called La Colonial on 57th Street in Manhattan. I see Philip Roth. I have the effrontery to go over to him, look him deep in the eyes, and I asked him, "Are you the dying animal?" And I asked this very slowly. He didn't blink nor miss a beat, and he said slowly back to me, looking me in the eyes, "Yes, I am the dying animal." And that was it. I walked to my table. Wim Stasius Muller is from Curaçao, which means it's part of the Netherlands Antilles. And Wim, in short, is a great musician, a great man, a pianist and composer of the utmost charm in his over 150 Antillean dances. I'd like you to hear his Montmartre waltz, which, by the way, is dedicated to me. It's a delight, and he performs it with that special lilt, an inborn flair that Wim Muller achieves so wonderfully in his own music.
Thank you.
so charming, the title Montmartre, is that he was inspired at the Montmartre subway stop, and he looked at all of the Art Deco on the subway, and he said, oh, I'm going to write a waltz. And he did. Wim Muller playing his own music. Christian Sinding, Norwegian romantic composer, survives by one little tidbit, 2 minutes, called The Rustle of Spring. But we are not going to hear that. We've heard this before on the show. We're going to hear something that we've never heard, the first movement of the D-flat piano concerto, never performed in public. Well, we'll see if we like it. We shall hear Roland Keller, the soloist, with Jörg Faber conducting the Berlin Symphony. In the olive ripe key of D-flat, we heard Roland Keller in the first movement of Sinding's Piano Concerto. And the composition never caught on with pianists, nor the public, of course, and even Norwegian pianists don't touch it. You tell me. You can email me to thepianomatters.com. Tell me if you thought the Sinding was worth us hearing. Certainly it would not be worth me learning. The Piano Matters, and I love that title because it matters so much to me and so many people. The piano breeds a passion in people. Well, it's heard each week, same time, same station, and we at the Classical Network are dedicated to bringing art music to you. And please, you know that we need your contributions so we can continue doing that, to send the highest taste into the airwaves. Now for a very different texture, an early Haydn piano sonata. It's number 12, which really means it's probably composed for the harpsichord, maybe 1758. It's in E major. Hans Paulsen is the player. At 5 minutes and 34 seconds, Hans Paulsen played the Andante movement of the 12th Sonata, and this Andante movement is the first of the three movements. Very seldom is this sonata played. So this is what's so wonderful about radio. I mean, you can hear things that you could never, never hear. Here is the witty Gore Vidal. He said he had a radical theory that he never, never dared to openly formulate. And it's that boredom in the arts can be, under the right circumstances, dull. Our last music was the unknown Haydn. Now we hear something that's very famous, world famous, the Fantasy Impromptu of Chopin. Is there a pianist that has any possible technical means who has not attempted its measures? It's so wondrous, that Bellini in coloratura in section A, and then it melts us in the lyric section. Oh, some pop composer really, really denigrated the tune, writing insipid words to it called, "I'm always chasing rainbows." Invent your own melodies and keep your words to yourself, pop people. Anyway, many people know that, and hopefully you don't. So when you hear the tune, or let's call it a melody in Chopin's case, you will not hear in your mind, "I am always chasing rainbows." A very fine contemporary pianist, her name Gabriela Montero, plays it for us.
Thank you.
Gabriella Montero in the Fantasy Impromptu of Chopin. Well, I'm with you, and it's The Piano Matters. David Dubal, the name. Ivan Illich, a provocative writer, says, "The more the citizen is trained in the consumption of packaged goods and services, listen to this, the less effective he seems to become in shaping his own environment." That's something to think about. We have so much to do in our day and age. Just recycling all the trash makes one exhausted. The great Willard Beecher calls our lives the sin of obedience. Here is a David Diamond fugue in E minor. Recently we had the fugue in C sharp minor. And David Diamond, he didn't make the piano one of his major events, but he left a considerable amount of very thorny at times piano music. But let's hear this fugue in E minor, played very well by William Black. William Black in the Fugue in E minor by David Diamond. And David Diamond is today neglected, even though he died only something like a decade ago, I think. He really was important during his day as a teacher at Juilliard, and his symphonies were played constantly. Today, hardly a bit. Let's hear two preludes by The Rock. By The Rock meaning, of course, Sergei Rachmaninoff, 1873-1943. We're going to listen to the celebrated number 12 and then number 9 from the 13 preludes he wrote in 1913 in his beautiful Opus 32. The pianist is the Australian Howard Shelley. Howard Shelley playing two Rachmaninoff preludes from Opus 32, the celebrated number 9 in G-sharp minor, and then number 9 in A major. Played well. When Harold Ickes resigned as United States Secretary of the Interior, he said, "I am against government by crony." Let's listen to a few minutes of the playing by a fine pianist, a good man, Dmitri Rachmaninoff. We have him playing the lovely Nocturne in C-sharp minor by Tchaikovsky. I love that middle section of the Nocturne in C-sharp minor, so intimately balletic. Dmitri Rachmaninoff played it with style. So please, my dear listeners, join me next week for The Piano Matters. Walter Lippmann said, "In a free society, the state does not administrate the affairs of men. It administrates justice among men who conduct their own affairs. This is David Dubois. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.